So the epistle for the eighth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Romans chapter 8. Brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you shall die. But if by the Spirit you mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. For whosoever are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again in fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption of sons, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. For the Spirit himself giveth testimony to our spirits that we are the sons of God, and if sons, heirs also, heirs indeed of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 16. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. There was a certain rich man who had a servant, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said to him, How is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for now thou canst be steward no longer. And the steward said within himself, What shall I do because my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship? To dig I am not able, to beg I am ashamed. I know what I will do, that when I shall be removed from the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. Therefore, calling together every one of his Lord's debtors, he said to the first, How much dost thou owe my Lord? But he said, 100 barrels of oil. And he said to him, Take thy bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, And how much dost thou owe? Who said, 100 quarters of wheat. He said to him, Take thy bill and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, for as much as he had done wisely, for the children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light. And I say to you, make unto you friends of the mammon of iniquity, that when you shall fail, they may receive you into everlasting dwellings. Please be seated. For the children of this world are more prudent in their generation than the children of light. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. It's a famous parable that we see in the gospel accounts. This parable of the unjust steward. And we see from it, in a sense, there's many different lessons that we can gain from it. One, we see with the steward that we will be accountable for our life and how we live it and what we do with the gifts and the talents that God has given to us. And so it's something that all of us will have to realize, that we all have to show an account before the eyes of God. And so in this case, we see how this unjust steward, the rich man asks his steward to give an account because he has wasted all the good. So what he has had, he's wasted that. So therefore, the rich man asks him then, well, give an account of then what you've done with your stewardship. And so from that, obviously, it's taken away from him his stewardship. He is no longer now a steward, because he cannot be trusted because he has wasted everything that has been given to him. And so then, therefore, he goes out and says, well, what can I do now? How can I spend my life? You know, this has been taken away from me. And we see with him, he's not willing to beg. He's not willing to dig. He's unwilling to do these things, even though he has wasted what was given to him and the responsibilities that were offered to him. And so from that, he decides, well, fine. I will then go to the people that owe my master and basically cut a deal with all of them. And so he cuts this deal with all of them, with the ones that owed his master, the rich man, different things. And so then he is praised for his prudence, in a sense, of trying to get this them from them. By cutting some deals with them, he's able to try to gain them the money from them, to gain what they owe to the rich man. And so he's praised for that. But we see, obviously, you know, truly what then our Lord thinks about this situation. I mean, granted, as he mentions, sometimes the children of this world, they're more prudent in their generation than the children of light. And so very clearly our Lord sets apart the children of light, followers of our Lord Jesus Christ, and then the children of this world. Children of this world, children of darkness, to make that the two extremes, to light and to darkness. And so when he is, it's not that our Lord is praising them this prudence that they have per se, because obviously we see that he unjustly uses it. But what our Lord is trying to get across to them and to, for them to see is, why is it that a lot of times, yes, they have more of a prudence, they utilize the gifts and the talents that they have. I mean, granted, they're utilizing for the wrong measure, for the wrong thing, but why do they have that? Why do they have that sense and that understanding that they will try to do whatever they can then to try to gain what they want? And so, yes, they utilize, we can say, the talents and the gifts, but to misuse them. And so our Lord is trying to give that as an example of seeing, but he brings it back to the fact of we cannot serve two masters. You can truly not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but yet to misuse the gifts and talents God has given to you. And so that is what we see in the struggle in the world today. A dog-eat-dog world, people will do whatever they can to get by. They will cheat, they will lie, whatever it takes. And so certainly our Lord is not praising that fact. But what our Lord is trying to say is, we have got to try to utilize the gifts and the talents that God has given to us to bring us to our end, to bring us to heaven. That we have to try to utilize these things so that we can have a proper account of the stewardship that God has given to us. A proper account of that. And so that's the thing that we must try to consider in today's gospel. It says, our Lord says in Matthew chapter 10, "Be therefore wise as serpents and simple as doves." Again, our Lord is not praising the fact of being like serpents, but he's trying to get us to see. He wants us to be prudent, but not venomous, wise and not evil. He's trying to remind us of these facts, trying to help us to see of how we must try to live our lives, because we spend our time trying to amass spiritual treasure, spiritual goods in this life. We're not trying to amass all the material things of life. No, we're trying to amass the spiritual things, but we will still have to hold an account of the talents and the gifts that God has given to us. We will still have to show that account. And so that is what our Lord tries to give us to contemplate and to think about. But yes, our Lord very clearly warns us, you cannot serve two masters. And that can be the struggle that we think we're serving our Lord Jesus Christ, and in some ways, we're not utilizing the gifts and the talents that he has given to us in the right way. And so that is what the danger that he presents to us. And so we're not looking after some worldly prize. We're not looking after the fame, the honor. We're not looking for any of those things. We are working toward our eternal salvation. And that is what our Lord tries to give to all of us to understand. That is what we must try to utilize the gifts and talents that God has given to us. Because yes, we will have to show an account of that. God will ask every single one of us, with the gifts and the talents that I've given to you, how have you used them? What have you done with them? Did you utilize them for good? Or on the contrary, did you utilize them for evil? And therefore, obviously, be punishable for that. But I think it is something good for us to meditate upon and to see how the worldly-minded, they understand sometimes this thing's better of utilizing their gifts and talents. As I say, they misuse them. But in some ways, they are bound and determined to get what they want. If only we have that same desire for the things that count, heaven, that we will try to do whatever we can to gain heaven. But yet, as we see the people, the worldly-minded people, I mean, it's a cutthroat world, and so therefore, yes, they will do whatever they can to get by. So that is not what our Lord is praising. What he's trying to get us to understand and to see, I have given you gifts and talents, our Lord says. You have to utilize them to get to heaven. I mean, that's where you have the famous account of the one who received 5 talents. They were able to gain 5 more. The one who had the 2 talents, they were able to gain 2 more. But then you see the one who had the 1 talent, he buried it. And then he's punished for that. Because God gives us talents. God gives us these talents and these gifts to utilize for his glory. And so that is what he is wanting us to be, prudent with that, the use of that. Wise and good in the use of the gifts and the talents that he has given to us. But yes, there is, in a sense, a practical lesson for us to learn. To pray for the necessary prudence to fight the temptations of the devil, so one, that we can stand up and gain this crown. Because yes, the devil will tempt us with different things, try to get us off the path that we should be on. And so therefore, we must pray for that prudence in dealing with that. And so yes, the prudence that we see. You know, therefore, be wise as serpents, be as prudent as how they utilize that, but not venomous. Being wise in this. But then to realize that we must always try to utilize the gifts and the talents that God has given us for his glory. God has given all of us different gifts and talents, every single one of us. And so from that, he is expecting us to utilize those gifts and those talents for his greater glory. And so that is why it's important for us to examine and to see that and to understand, am I using my gifts and my talents for God's greater glory? Or am I wasting them? Am I like the one who just buries them in the sand? Because we will be responsible for that. We will be asked and be held accountable for that on Judgment Day. You know, what did you utilize with your gifts? How did you use them? Did you use them for my greater glory? Did you use them just to kind of get by? You know, what is that? And so therefore, that's what we must try to pray for these, for this understanding of that. Yes, to be prudent, to be wise. But then also, yes, to be humble in serving God in that capacity. And realizing that God is giving us these gifts. And so that is why when we utilize the gifts, the goods of this world, it is following the second principle of St. Ignatius. That we can utilize these things of this world that God has given to us to reach our end, which is heaven. And that is what we are striving for. That is what the stewardship would be, what we have to be held accountable for. God, at the end of our life, will see for our stewardship, have you amassed enough to get to heaven? Have you utilized these gifts and these talents? And so that is, we can say, the lesson that we can learn from this. It is certainly not praising how this unjust steward utilized this. It's certainly not. But it's a reminder to us that we must try to utilize the gifts and that we will be held accountable for that. So let us take this opportunity to pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary that we be faithful stewards of her Son. That with the gifts and the talents that he has given to us, that we will utilize them for his greater glory and for us to get to heaven. I'll leave you with some of the words from the epistle today. For if you live according to the flesh, you shall die. But if by the Spirit you mortify the deed of the flesh, you shall live. For whosoever are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.